I took an intermission. I popped out, left the Ryder Cup behind, meaning that I got up from the sofa and drove my car down the hill in Glanmire to a place called Monkey Maze. So yes, I actually did something other than watch golf in the last 2 days. I drove my daughter to a children's birthday party, and I'm now making my way back past my local mace shop at the bottom of the road, and I'm about to return to the sofa, from which I will be doing a little bit of extra audio reporting as the afternoon goes on. But it's a great opportunity to just do a little bit of reflection on the proceedings. We now have an amazing situation. I don't know if it's ever happened that any one side has won all six matches in a single session of the Ryder Cup, and I don't think it's going to happen, but it's fun to watch the drama unfold with the possibility of a European whitewash on the Americans at this stage in prospect. Yesterday, I must say, I was admiring very much Corey Pavin's approach to the experience. He put such an emphasis on his own players actually enjoying it that I thought that's a terrifically clever psychological strategy to, or tactic, I suppose, rather than a strategy, tactic to relieve them of pressure. And they're already got huge, massive internal critics, as all golfers have, so they'll have enough internal pressure on them, driving them on, their reputation, their self-esteem, their the traditional things that golfers use in order to motivate themselves in the way, as you know, those of you who do know, golf is a game that can be either totally solitary, struggle against your own psyche and your own ego and your own ambition, or it can be a very convivial walk in the park with a few mates in which you do more gossiping about the rest of the world than worrying about how many shots it takes to get the ball into the hole. But there was Corey Pavin really splendidly emphasizing the need for fun, while Monty was frowning in that famous frown of his and doing some goal setting and saying, I absolutely want to go into the singles level. And I was feeling that Pavin had it cracked and that Monty was putting too much pressure. But of course, I suspect that the only person Monty was putting pressure on was himself. Because to be honest, he might say to the media and he might say to everybody else, we have got to get back to 8-all. I doubt very much that that's the kind of thing you say to a golfer. But I could be wrong. Maybe Monty spreading the pressure of a target fixing throughout the European team has absolutely galvanised them all. It may have scared the Molinaris into playing really well, except obviously on the greens, but the Molinaris might yet even win, despite their difficulties on the greens. And they look to me like as if they're both absolutely scared of losing. So, I know, that's a bit unfair, probably. But, no, I'm just contrasting before I go into the house now and resume the couch potato position on the different approaches to leadership. You know, lead from the back as a cheerleader, lead from the middle in which you are mobile going forwards and backwards, or lead from the front and you hope all the others come along behind you. I'd say that was the Faldo approach, but that one didn't win very much. Anyway, I'm whittering now, but I'm back to the Ryder Cup golf in a minute, celebrating again the magnificent spectacle of the day. In fact, it's getting very wet here in Glanmire. It seems to be turning on and off the water. But there you have it, back to the sofa from me. I'll talk to you later, and I'll have both fingers and toes crossed for the boys in blue. Bye.